Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, it could change tomorrow, but at this moment, nothing's getting done in this town. There are talks going on and ideas being evaluated. President Biden met with a group of seven in Europe, and the NATO nations agreed to join together and challenge China's behavior on trade, intellectual property, forced labor, and aggressive expansion. I'm not sure China will listen. Will they negotiate to lift all the tariffs? China is the biggest customer for our ag industry. If we alienate China enough, we might lose that market. Another trade question that needs to be dealt with is Trade Promotion Authority, TPP. The U.S. was part of that agreement until President Trump withdrew. I always consider that a mistake. That agreement joined us with 11 Pacific trade partners to better compete with China. The agreement eliminated 18,000 tariffs on American-made products. Now China wants to join the TPP. We need to get back aboard. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai met with German trade leaders to get rid of tariffs imposed by both countries in our dispute over Boeing versus Airbus, which has been going on for years. Reports are that they have reached an agreement. Also, we have the heavy metal, steel, and aluminum tariffs that Trump imposed on Germany. Our trade rep, Catherine Tai, is highly respected, but she has a load on her shoulders. I almost forgot, we also are supposed to negotiate a free trade agreement with the UK. On the home front, the ag industry wants our government to deal with the concentration of our meat packing industry. Cattle producers are not satisfied. The steak in the store cost a whole lot more now, but what about the price of the market animal? The U.S. Department of Agriculture will be working to put in place stricter antitrust regulations. Talk to the Farm Bureau, and they are worried that the EPA will give small refineries an exemption, relieving them of their obligation to blend in ethanol. That will hurt the corn market. As you can see, there are a lot of problems to be dealt with, but will we get anything done? Well, don't bet the farm on it. Randy Russell will fill in for me next week, and I am John Block, and I'll be on the farm next week.